Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Wednesday, November
20th.
Caught you by surprise on that one, Sin. You slipping?
Wide-eyed.
Wednesday, November 20th, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And we always, and for, I don't know, forever, on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we host a little cookout. Mm-hmm. Either frying turkeys.
Yes.
And injected turkeys. And I think we have a YouTube video of when Wednesday doing that.
We went live, I think, a couple years doing that. Yeah.
So, and, you know, family will come over and we have it at Real Life Real Crime headquarters, which mm-hmm. just has a studio upstairs, but a bar downstairs. Mm-hmm. And this year, instead of turkeys, we're going to be frying backstrap.
Yes.
And fried biscuits. If you never had them, you fry them in peanut oil, and you got to get the cheap biscuits, the cheap fake butter biscuits. Don't get the good ones. Get the cheap ones because they taste better. and accompany it other things. And, yeah.
Do some French fries, probably do some s'mores.
Yeah. We'll have a fire outside. It's cold today. Mm-hmm. And going to be getting, hopefully, it's going to stay cold.
Yes. Right? Well, no, but yes.
Yes.
It's perfect for me right now.
No, it's not. It's because you're hunting this year, and it's not perfect for hunting unless it's cold.
That's very true.
So let's get down I'm Woody Overton.
Oh, I'm Cindy Overton. Yeah.
Let's get down some true crime time for Wednesday, hump day, November the 20th, and ladies first.
All right, so I am going to start off with...
You ran like a little bitch. Ooh, tell us who ran, Cindy Overton.
I don't know who ran, but I hope we find out.
Well, tell us.
So we are in Spring, Texas.
Spring, Texas.
So a teenage boy is fighting for his life after a hit and run incident in Texas in spring. The 16-year-old boy was riding a bike along East Louetta Road in Spring, a suburb of Houston, on November 3rd, and he was struck by a car traveling in the same direction. So, you know, everybody that knows biker safety, right?
Right. Well, not everybody knows it, but in case you don't know it, you don't ride against traffic. You ride with traffic, and traffic's supposed to watch out for you.
And then you walk against the traffic.
Right.
Yes. So the impact caused the young boy to be thrown from his bicycle and land in the roadway. Authorities report that the driver fled the scene in a white or gray sedan.
He ran like a little bitch.
The case is ongoing, and investigators are working to obtain surveillance video, I hope they have it, from nearby businesses to help identify the make and model of the vehicle. So officials haven't released the boy's name, but the mom actually has. His name is Devin Yale, and Tiffany Trusty is the mom, and she has shared that her son is fighting for his life and has sustained a traumatic brain injury.
Jeez Louise.
But she says, that's my baby, and you just left him on the side of the road like an animal. I don't even think you should leave an animal on the side.
I know.
She said, addressing the driver who left the scene. But the boy is still able to speak. So he has thanked the public for their well wishes and said, please catch the person who did this.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Yeah. You hit the kid.
You know.
And go and fucking own up to it. I hope they find that motherfucker or her, him or her, and lock their ass up. I mean, you hit somebody like that on a bicycle, and I've worked cases like this, you're going to have damage.
Yeah.
Period. And somebody knows. Somebody in around Spring, Texas, either your kid came home or your husband came home or someone came home and your car or your truck is fucked up.
Yes.
And they gave you some bullshit. I hit a deer or whatever, but you know what you did and go fucking own up to it. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, accidents happen. I don't know.
I don't either.
That is some bad business, and prayers for that little boy to have a full recovery.
Definite.
At least he's talking. So, all right, let's go to the Crescent City. You know where that is?
New Orleans?
Yes.
I was like, is this a trick question?
I was hoping you'd get it. But I was hoping you'd get that. Mama, you should know that, right? And this is a
beast mode.
All right.
I mean, this is a real
beast mode.
More about the beast than the mode. So now New Orleans is famous for a lot of shit, and we love our New Orleans, and we love to go down there and hang out and do all that good shit, right? And this beast, if you will, is New Orleans' favorite escape artist, and his name is Scrim.
Okay.
S-C-R-I-M. And it's on the run again, and this time to run away, it had to take a big jump to do it. So one person, a lady named Michelle Sheremy, said, I scream. I had no clue this would happen. And one lady, Michelle Sheremy, who's the owner of Zeus's Rescue, said, I scream. I had no idea this would happen. So let me tell you about the Scrim saga, which continues after Scrim jumped out of a 13-foot second floor window before running through a metal fence.
Can we know what Scrim is?
Yeah, I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Hold on. Scrim, I have to be able to tell the story in the way I want to tell it. All right.
Me too.
Scrim is a 2-year-old terrier mix and became notorious in New Orleans for avoiding capture over the course of several months. He first escaped from his adoptive home back in April, and at the end of October, he was finally caught again.
Wow.
That's a long time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, and just a week ago, Scrim was giving a proclamation from the New Orleans City Council. Only in fucking New Orleans would do this.
Yeah.
Sheremy explains he was getting accustomed to being inside again before he ran off. He ate, and his tail was up. He walked around the house, not scared, you know. He observed my dog playing. He stayed there all night and actually snored and had little doggy dreams. And he was completely content. And she explains on the day of escape, before leaving the house, she locked everything. Yet she forgot the window in her daughter's room,
yeah,
which she rarely goes in. She said, as I was walking home, I was on my cross street, and I turned to my neighbor standing outside my gate, and he said, your dog just jumped off the roof.
Oh, my gosh.
Scrim was reportedly last seen on Carrollton, in the Carrollton neighborhood, and y'all, that's close to City Park, on Spruce Street and between Joliet and Dante Streets when his GPS collar died.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, flyers have been put up around the neighborhood for his return, and people are going door to door looking for him. Sheremy explains during his first escape, it took 177 days before they captured him. And she doesn't want that to happen this time. And she's asking for the community's help, but warning, don't approach him. Anytime he thinks anybody's on him, he takes off running and he'll run straight into traffic. And that's dangerous. And what we've learned from Scrim is that he's going to have to be contained in some way. And the only way to contain him is to let him settle under house, meaning indoors.
Yeah.
But the fucking city council actually named this dog the Houdini of New Orleans.
I mean, they don't have better things to do.
You think about, you know, shutting the city down for Mardi Gras and all that's one thing, but fucking dog.
How many stories was this?
Hold on, it's not done yet.
Okay.
They said he comes from scrappy beginnings, but he's resilient, just moving forward over all the obstacles. That's sort of how we do it here in New Orleans, said Jeremy. And Jeremy says, if you spot Scrim, don't approach him, as he may run off again. You can call or text her at 504-231-7865.
What did he just say?
She wants the whole world to know about it. I'm letting them know about it. Because, look, now you ask where the crime is in this. There's no leash law in the state of Louisiana, but there is a law against allowing your dog to roam freely. This fucking dog had it on his mind.
Yeah.
He jumped out a second story window.
Yeah.
Oh, Scrim. Yeah. Harry, or the Houdini of New Orleans and the city council. I mean, you know, like they give people the key to the city. Yeah. And stupid bullshit like that and whatever. They pronounced him the Houdini of New Orleans.
Well, I still blame her for leaving that window open. I don't care how often she goes in that room or not.
It's a second floor window. You think one of our dogs would jump off the second story?
No, but our dogs aren't Scrim.
Yeah, but I mean, who would think their dog would do that?
Well, if he's been the master Houdini, I wouldn't put anything past Scrim for now.
Stupid story. We'll put it a little bit lighter on you for that. But
what was the number again so we can call her? Yeah, I've reported sightings of him around the world.
Yeah.
Tommy Thompson Cox. Scrim.
Yeah, I was driving down a country road about 200 miles from New Orleans. Hey, I just saw Scrim. That motherfucker's still running. Anyway, that's as light as Woody ever.
I was surprised. I was waiting to see Scrim attack somebody or something. That very proud of you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Never know what you'll get.
Well, I have a
worldwide crime.
Tell us, where are you going in the world today, Cindy?
Well, we are going to Laos, Ireland.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had Laos, Ireland.
Yeah.
Laos, Cambodia. However you say it.
Yeah, this isn't spelled the same way. This is L-A-O-I-S.
Okay.
But I actually had to look it up.
All right.
But a New York man has been charged with murder.
All right.
Following the death of his father at a luxury hotel in Ireland.
Really?
And I looked up this hotel, and if we ever go to Ireland, I want to stay here.
Okay.
I mean, it's got...
What if his ghost is there?
It's not going to keep me away.
All right.
It's 3-star Michelin review restaurants, and it's a very nice hotel. Authorities charged Henry McGowan, 30, with the murder of his father, 60-year-old John, after he was found dead at the 5-star Ballyfin Dominsne Hotel located in County.
We can't ever stay at a hotel if you can't say the name.
Well, I'll learn it before we go. Well, it's Ballyfin. All right. County Laos, Ireland, on Tuesday, November 12th. So John, the daddy, sustained serious injuries following an assault in the hotel's leisure center and was later pronounced dead. Hmm. Local police, known as Garda, that's what, like, I guess guards. G-A-R-D-A, but in Ireland, responded to the hotel at around 6 p.m. on November 12th and found the 60-year-old man deceased. They arrested his son and brought him to the Garda station in the eastern region. The Garda did not release the names of those involved and stated that the circumstances surrounding the death are still under investigation. And they have turned over the investigation to the Garda Technical Bureau and the Office of the State Pathologist.
All right.
Henry, who was a Brooklyn, New York resident, appeared before Ireland's Port Laois District Court on Thursday, November 15th. His lawyer, Barry Fitzgerald informed the court that Henry has significant mental health difficulties. And he requested that his client receive a psychiatric assessment while at Clover Hill Prison, where he's being held in custody. And the judge, Andrew Cody, agreed to the request. But apparently the men got into some type of altercation in the leisure center. So it was obviously the son that did it.
He got murdered.
Well, yeah, he got murdered. Yeah.
And that's...
Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I want it feeling. Hey, y'all, I ordered a super cool piece. It's a candle with a sculpture of LSU Tiger Stadium on top of it. And each officially licensed laser-cut wooden replica features up to four layers of detail, creating a bird's-eye view of a specific football field, seating section, and more. And every label includes your stadium's name, the team's logo, and school location. And it has a coconut, soy, vegan wax-infused with sandalwood smell that creates tailgates and touchdown scent profile, reminiscent of game day. It's invigorating like fresh-cut grass and nostalgic like smoke from a pre-game grill. In common, like the crisp autumn air of a new semester on campus. Y'all, I love it. I have it at the base of my TV, and I'm ready to watch the Tigers play on Saturday night, right? Uncommon Goods. Look, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. From holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from the book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selection you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I don't know if we've ever been to Ireland before.
Worldwide crime.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Right? So... All right, well, let's take you out to H-Town, home of our investigative producer, Leah Marie. In Houston, On Wednesday, the Houston Police Department announced the arrest of a 29-year-old man who they believe committed at least two of the five sexual assaults that have occurred in the north side of Houston over the past 3 months. Investigators believe he targeted women who were taking their children to the bus stop or picking them up.
Goodness. Right?
Denzel Jair Kudur Sneed has since been charged with burglary and sexual assault. He appeared in court Thursday morning and for both of the cases that they have thus far, and he got a $1 million bond.
Right.
But in both cases, Sneed is accused of breaking into the woman's apartments while they walk their kids to the bus stop and then sexually assaulting or basically out raping them when they got back
right,
home.
Yeah.
Right. So the judge said the first incident happened on August the 14th at an apartment complex located on West Gulf Bank Road. Officer said at 6:30 a.m., a woman claimed she was assaulted inside her apartment after Sneed broke in and was waiting inside her apartment after she had walked her child to the bus stop. The second incident, which happened most recently, Friday, November the 8th, occurred at a apartment complex located in the 5,000 block of West Little York Road. And there was actually a witness at the scene who said she knew the woman who was raped and claimed that Sneed broke into the victim's apartment while she walked her child to the bus stop. And when she returned, he was waiting inside her home behind the door and he sexually assaulted her. If she knew that he broke in, why didn't she call the cops? But anyway, one of the victims of Sneed's assault spoke with KPRC2's Corley Peel and that described the horrific attack. Now, she spoke in Spanish, so they had to use a translator. She said, "I heard some kind of noise, and I looked out from the closet door, and there was a man standing there. He came out of the closet and threw a blanket over my head, and we started fighting. He overpowered me. He took all the money that I had for rent and bills, and then he sexually assaulted me. I was trying to defend myself, and I just couldn't. And he threatened to kill me. And after that, I went outside to get help, and there was no one." So before Wednesday, officers believe Sneed was also responsible for three more incidents that happened in the area. But now they believe there may be a second suspect on the loose, right? Mm-hmm. So on October 9th, around 7 p.m., on Gulf Bank Road, a woman was assaulted by a suspect who forced entry into her apartment, but he was armed with a gun.
Oh, gosh.
On October 17th, a week later, around 2 p.m. on West Gulf Bank Road, another woman was assaulted by a suspect who knocked on her apartment door and forced his way inside, and he was wearing a ski mask and armed with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
On October 24th,
goodness,
around 7:50 a.m. on West Gulf Bank Road, another woman was assaulted or raped by a suspect who knocked on her door and forced his way inside, and he was wearing a ski mask and armed with a gun. Well, they said, since we released surveillance video and photo in these incidents last Friday, we have uncovered evidence with the assistance of our partners at the FBI pointing to the likelihood of a second suspect in the three incidents that occurred in October, according to Commander Elizabeth Lorenza. Investigators are working to determine if Sneed and the possible suspect are targeting Hispanic women in the area, since all of the victims who were assaulted are Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the court records, Sneed has a history of violence. And during the time of the first assault, he was on parole for aggravated robbery and evading arrest. And they ask anyone who has information on either Sneed or the second suspect to call HPD Special Victims Department at 713-308-1180. That's kind of weird.
To have two at the...
Yeah, I mean, in the same fucking street.
But do you think that that the news reported it, and you always say about copycats.
It could be. It could be. It's two different MOs, but it also Sneed could have either graduated in the way he performed the crimes. Mm-hmm.
That was my next question.
The ski mask, I mean, that's kind of ballsy and a gun knocking on the door, because at apartment complexes, I mean, I lived in apartments most of my life. And you know, if you hear somebody knock on your neighbor's door, you might look out or look through the peephole or whatever.
Right.
So I don't know. But maybe they have DNA evidence from two different suspects.
Yeah, I know. But that's why, like, we had a story we did not too long ago about ski masks, like masks being outlawed. And I mean, obviously in winter, you have to be able to wear masks, but it's like right now in Houston, there's no need for a ski mask.
Fuck, it's hot as fuck. And ski mask and a gun.
And well, obviously. Complex. Yeah. So, and a gun.
Y'all,
be careful.
Hispanic, yeah. Lady living in Gulf Bank. I'm not, you know, if you don't have a peephole in your door, at least say, what do you want? Or who is it?
Or just don't open it.
I know you don't have to open it, but if you don't know them, a lot of victims do know their attackers.
That's
but
true.
If you don't know them, call the cops.
Yeah.
And if it's a person there for legitimate business, they don't mind the cops being called, because they'll check out.
Yeah.
If they're nefarious, then they run like a bitch.
Yeah. Right? Goodness gracious. That's really scary. That would be what you would call an ape. Is that an ape?
No, that's not an ape. An ape's an acute political emergency.
Oh, okay. Well, I think
it's still a bad deal, because if Sneed isn't the one, then they have a serial rapist. I don't like the. I mean, every state says it different, but assault is rape. So
yeah,
rape is bad.
Rape is bad. We shouldn't have to continue to say that.
Right.
You want to go to Vegas?
Sure.
No, not seriously. Really. Do you want to go to?
No, not really. I spent too much time in Vegas. We're not just playing, y'all. A lot of time working and speaking at conventions and stuff like that. But anyway, I love Vegas, but I don't need to go back. I'm sure we will go back, but I don't need to go back unless we have to go for work.
Right. Well, there was a lady named Monique Gilbertson. And her body was discovered in a freezer in her home, leading to a murder charge against her former roommate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that if your body is discovered inside of a freezer, almost 99.9% sure that you didn't put yourself there.
Well, yeah.
Right? Somebody's got to catch a charge.
I mean, as much as I love a cold plunge, I don't think I would put myself in one of our
But there's some dumbass out there who has put themselves in a big freezer and probably died from
that. That's actually a good idea, to sit in our freezer.
No.
For the cold. Not cover it. Just sit in it for the cold.
No.
Okay.
Freezers are for meat.
I am meat.
Not your meat.
All right. Anyway, this is very, very serious. Her body was found in a freezer, and they charged her former roommate, Daniel Roush. And he's a 37-year-old suspect, and it was arrested in connection with her death following a dispute about their housing arrangement.
Right.
So authorities found the body of Monique Gilbertson inside her freezer in her mobile home in...
It has to be like a chest freezer.
Yeah.
Remember, she was very, very small, or cut up and shoved into. I mean, could most people think of freezers? They don't have like six freezers like we do.
Right.
For the meat, they think of the freezer on top of your icebox.
Exactly.
Below your icebox. Like,
and the other part of it was that it was in a mobile home, because a lot of people in I don't know. Like, can't say who would have a chest freezer or not. But anyway, she was found in her freezer, in her mobile home in Los Angeles earlier this month, but the police found her while serving a welfare check. You always talk about that. So the nature of her death raised immediate concerns for law enforcement.
The being found in the freezer would definitely, I mean, I'm no Jacques Cousteau. Or is that Jacques? What's the
Houdini?
The fucking Pink Panther detective, right? that dude. Even that dude would think that was suspicious.
So Daniel Roush, 37, was arrested after the discovery. This is crazy to me. He was also known by the name Jaslyn, and I did print up a picture of Jaslyn. I never bring pictures, but I brought Jaslyn.
Nice.
He is actually a male, but he goes by that name. Anyway, the timeline of Gilbertson's death remains unclear. The individual who requested the welfare check informed police that they had last heard from her on October 22nd. So this was, a while after that. Her body was located by the police following the welfare check requested on November the 6th.
I wonder that those cops found her in a freezer were the cops in that other story we did yesterday, missed six babies in a basement.
Exactly. Well, wait till you... So upon entering the residence for the welfare check, officers encountered Roush. Mm-hmm. And another person, neither of whom could provide information about Gilbertson's whereabouts.
Yeah.
So they're just sitting there, chilling, whatever.
Right.
So during the search of the residence, police discovered her body, and investigators indicated that Roush met Gilbertson at Home Depot, when she offered him a place to stay in exchange for assistance around the house.
Right.
She's an elderly woman and they're at Home Depot they
killed her and took her shit.
So, however, tensions escalated when Gilbertson became frustrated with Roush over cleanliness issues and suspected that he was stealing her belongings. Mm-hmm. Reports indicate that she eventually kicked him out.
Right.
So
he didn't like that too much.
He described to police that he found her unconscious near her kitchen table where drug paraphernalia was present.
Yeah.
He stated, I put her in the ice box because I didn't know what to do. So Roush's wife.
He's full of shit.
And so he's also married. And she was with him when police arrived at Gilbertson's home. And informed authorities that Roush claimed Gilbertson had overdosed on cocaine and fentanyl.
How old was she? 80-something?
Well, she was old. Oh, I mean, they just described her as old. They didn't give her age.
Yeah. Well, fuck, I'm old. But it doesn't matter.
No, she, looking at her picture, she was definitely in her 70s, possibly 80s. Right. Roush was booked in the Clark County Detention Center on an open murder charge. During the court appearance, he entered a plea, of course, of not guilty. Yeah. And that is it.
You know,
on that.
You know, like, thinking about that, most people, I don't know if most people know it or not, but like the Home Depots, that a lot of workers will stand outside in the morning and get day laborers.
Yep.
And you can literally go there if you need help, whatever, and say, okay, I'll pay you X amount to come to my house today and move this pile of bricks.
Exactly.
Or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And then, so she did that.
Mm-hmm.
And
got killed.
Didn't work out for her.
No.
And then he brings his wife in.
Mm-hmm.
They were just hanging out.
Chilling.
Doing dope in her house. Probably got money off of her ahead of time. They're going to fuck them. Where was this?
Vegas.
Oh, in Vegas. Holy shit. Yeah. They're not going to have a good time. And that's okay. That happens. And kudos to the cops who opened the freezer.
Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Hey, y'all, it's fall, my favorite time of year. You know, I love hunting, traveling to see my grandbaby or go to Wisconsin and spending a precious time with friends and family. I'm so excited to ditch my shorts and flip-flops and upgrade to cozy sweaters and warm leather jackets from Quince. Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe. That includes seasonal must-haves like Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings to you. That means Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Shopping with Quince is fun and easy. You know, I don't like to shop. That's my wife Cindy's job. But when it comes to picking out my new fall wardrobe additions from Quince, I had to be part of decision making, and it was so easy. I got the fisherman sweater in the alabaster, and I even chose the Mongolian cashmere joggers. They are soft and comfortable. The prices are great, and the quality is even better. I would put any of my new additions up against any luxury brand out there. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and the 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365 days returns. Go to quince.com/RLRC.
I mean, you know, they had to be like, yeah, you can come in. And they knew it wasn't their home.
Yeah.
But they had to sweet talk their way in. So that's double good police work.
Yeah.
Because they could have been like, fuck you. No, you can't come in.
Yeah.
And it might still be on the line.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's go to Florida. Miami-Dade.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is kind of a strange story. Not as strange as the Houdini of New Orleans, but strange nonetheless. So, Miami-Dade police are investigating after a head, they believe that belongs to an adult male, washed ashore in Key Biscayne. Interesting, right?
Yes.
So police are investigating after the human head washed ashore at the popular tourist beach in South Florida.
Wow.
And a beach worker in Key Biscayne, Florida, found the head around 8:36 a.m. on Tuesday, November the 12th. And this is according to Detective Andre Martin with the Miami-Dade Police Department. The worker notified Key Biscayne police, who responded and looked at it and determined the object was, in fact, a head.
Yeah.
And they called the Miami-Dade police, right? Key Biscayne probably doesn't have a lot of experience with heads. So the Miami-Dade and Key Biscayne authorities are awaiting results from the medical examiner's office to determine the identity of the person, as well as the nature and manner of the person's death. But this is where it gets bizarre.
Okay.
Martin says, this is a detective, the case is not being investigated as a homicide.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
You're just missing your fucking head?
Yeah. No, nothing wrong.
But the remains appear to be that of an adult male. So at this point, we are not discounting any possibility, and this could be an accident or missing person. It's too early to tell the circumstances.
Accidental decapitation.
Yeah, right. What remains to be seen is where did the head come from? And that's what a local resident said, Miguel Muelle. And the medical examiner's officers were available for comment. Well, let's throw a couple of hypotheticals here. You could be out on a boat somewhere. I mean, I'm sure as a detective, if I got this, first of all, I'm pretty much declare it a homicide.
I was going to say, you're going to rule it out as a homicide.
But I would have all the surrounding areas. There may have been a boat or went missing or something like that. And the dude could have fell in the water and a shark could have ate everything but his head. Not likely, but anything is possible. Then you have to look at the lacerations on it. Was it a clean cut?
Right.
Does it look like it was chewed off?
Yeah.
And all that. But to say it's not they're not investigating as a homicide, that's just fucking stupid.
How far south is this part of
Florida? That's on the way to the Florida Keys.
So I'm thinking drug cartel.
Well, I mean, it could be anything. Your head just doesn't detach from your body for no reason.
No, but they're not. Okay.
Yeah, they're not investigating as a homicide. I think maybe that's I want to keep the heat off her department and don't ask us about it again because we ain't never going to solve this motherfucker.
I know, but I think that's a very stupid response. Like, I would at least say high on our priority list. Please give us time to figure this out. Well, I would at least pretend.
They should at least do a sketch of what the face. I wouldn't, you can't. The heads could be somewhat decomposed, reconstructed, and put it out. Somebody knows, motherfucker.
Somebody knows.
Might have been a high risk drug, a high risk lifestyle victim, whatever. But
I'm thinking a drug deal went bad on the boat in the ocean, and they just said, "Off with your head!" And we don't have a car to put it on.
Well, it could have been. This dude could have picked up workers from Home Depot, and then they cut his head off. It didn't have to be drug cartel. Let me throw a shade on the drug cartel. We don't want them coming to our house.
Well, I remember days where we had to watch the cars behind us because of that.
Yeah.
I think they still know where Woody Overton is if they want you. I mean, I think they still want you, but they're not stupid.
Let's don't put that out there. if they get me, it won't be because I was slipping.
Exactly.
I still watch the cars behind me.
I know you do.
I still sit with my back to the door everywhere we go.
I know that. That doesn't leave you.
Give us another story.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Oh. Do one more. Let's do one more.
All right. Let's do one more. I will make it a short one because I've got a pretty long one.
All right.
Okay.
I don't care.
So, a former Missouri Show Me State. Mm-hmm. A former substitute teacher has been accused of raping a student and threatening her to remain silent, has now been found dead in jail. Yes.
Oh, yeah, a little inmate justice.
That's what I've been thinking.
Whatever, tell us the story.
So Brandon Holbrook, 30, was found dead in a St. Louis County Justice Center cell after being charged with 3 counts of statutory rape and 6 counts statutory sodomy.
Oh, Lord.
Holbrook was alone in his cell when he was discovered unresponsive. A cause of death is not yet known, but a county executive said that there were no indications of drug use or suicide. He had been charged earlier in the month with raping one of his 14-year-old students while she was attending Bernard Middle School. Police say Holbrook groomed the girl on social media after meeting her at the school. He was accused of raping the girl at her home on 3 different occasions while making veiled threats against her if she told law enforcement or the family.
Wow, poor baby.
Exactly. And police are investigating the claims of 2 other victims of him.
He didn't just start doing it.
But this is another part. Like, he's dead. But Holbrook is the 3rd inmate to die in St. Louis County Jail this year after 5 inmates died at the jail in 2019.
Huh.
So people are just dropping off there. So Holbrook's attorney, Scott Rosenblum, told St. Louis Post-Dispatch that his client's death seems very unusual and that he knows for a fact that his client was not suicidal. So
his client was suicidal, but you go back to the 2019, the 5 deaths. I mean, that could have been COVID. It could have been, a bad batch of meth got into jail.
Yeah.
Fentanyl and five people overdosed. So they can't say that, you know, whatever. But this guy, you know, they said, well, it didn't appear he committed suicide and didn't appear to be a drug overdose. Well, did he have any fucking holes in him?
Right.
Was he leaking? Was his throat slit?
Right.
Was his head bashed in?
Exactly. I think they're trying to keep it on the down low.
So, but I guess he's innocent until proven guilty. And then how does that even work?
I mean,
your baby tells you she was sodomized six times and fuck him. He was awaiting trial and he was going to get his, I mean, he went to her house and did it.
Yes.
Threatened her and all that.
And there's students that he did it to.
That I don't wish harm on anyone, but if he got a little inmate justice, then fuck him.
Yeah.
He just got some justice.
Yeah. And then at least she doesn't
Hell
have to
jail.
Go to court, right? She would have to
absolutely.
Go to court.
Absolutely.
The other ones would have to.
Absolutely.
So.
And that probably would uncover a plethora of more victims. And just from the time he became a substitute teacher and they get into all the social media and it'd have been a shit show.
Yeah.
And, but he, hell or jail.
Yeah.
That matter to me.
No.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Fuck him. All right, y'all. And we're going to conclude Wednesday's episode of True Crime Time for Wednesday. And go download the Real Life Real Crime Community app for free from the App Store. I go there first to answer all the stuff. And look, I know y'all hear me say it all the time, but I get requests every day to work more cold cases like we're working Haley's. Justice for Haley. The episodes drop on Friday. Y'all go listen to it, share it everywhere. It's so important, like we did for Courtney Coco and Mary Pouchot. We want to share it, get more people pissed off. Then when we do the call to action, this one's different.
This story is different
because we know what we know. We're not searching for a suspect.
No.
But we are searching to get a different outcome on what happened to this dude.
Yeah.
So we got to have y'all's help for it.
We have to, and we have to keep all of the information, you know, accurate. And like even some of the interviews that have been done end up not being accurate. And
what
so,
do you mean?
Miss Barbara was frustrated that things had been left out of interviews, the two recent interviews. That she did on the news.
Oh, yeah.
It's important that because everything you're giving is accurate.
Yeah. Well, everything that we're given is based from
interviews.
No, hold on. The I have a train of thought. Some of it is based off of the family's perception. Of Haley, and we're telling Haley who Haley was, and you know what was her favorite food, and da 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 da. So that, but yes, this case has already gained big traction. There's been two interviews, news interviews done since we started the podcast on Haley. Mm-hmm. All right, and what Cindy is referring to is Miss Barbara, but that's fucking TV, man.
Yeah.
Miss Barbara, they might do a 15, 20 minute interview and they're only going to run 60 seconds and they leave out what, she thinks is most pertinent. And I get that and pisses her off. And I get that, but we're telling the story step by step, blow by blow from the body, camera footage of officers and taped interviews and courtroom documents and everything else, witness interviews and stuff like that.
Photos.
And none of that's going to be left out. The only thing that we cut out is like some dead spots when the cops are sitting in the car 15 to 20 minutes or whatever.
But the
patrons and convicts get all that, including the murder scene photos and they're getting hours and hours and hours of interview and interrogation, everything that we cut out. Plus a lot more that we can't. It's just some of it is redundant. It's from a different body camera. Mm-hmm. Same shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that, so you can go to Real Life Real Crime Community app. If you want to see all that, you have to promise not to share it because it's, you know, we don't want to. Fucking murder is bad, man. There's no way to tell a murder story. And telling a story is one thing, it's bad. But when you see those photographs and video images and shit like that, it really brings it home for you. Even the most true, hardened, true crime fan sees that shit and they're like, fuck.
Man. Yeah.
But we want that. We want them to be pissed off and go tell other people. So when we do the call to action, you know, get us a Patreon of convicts, you know, you got that, and it was a whole lot more coming, hours and hours and hours of stuff on Haley's case. But we got to have y'all's help, and love and appreciate each and every one of you. Hashtag justice for Haley, and we will holler at you tomorrow for true crime time for Thirsty Thursday. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
I'll holler at you later. Peace.
Peace.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.